Now entering Nerdist.com.
Well, well, well. Here we are in Portland, Oregon, hanging out afterwards. Irk, hello.
Hello.
And Cody Wood, the other comedian, we're all hanging out in my room. Cody?
Hey.
He's so dynamic. Mm-hmm. We had such a fun night tonight. After Helium. Just a great crowd, fun hanging out afterwards. This club's the best. It really is. I just love it. Adam, the guy who runs it, the manager, makes it everything it should be. Right?
Adam's great.
He is.
The best.
I mean, he just wants you to love the club, and you know what? You do. Good for him. I hope Helium knows what they have. Maybe they should listen to the opening of this podcast and give him a raise, Mark. Because you know someone told Mark, listen at 1 minute and 82 seconds in. That would be 2 minutes and 22 seconds. How about I did the math pretty quick, huh? Someone knows I did it wrong or right. So, anyway, today's show, is there anything we should talk about? Because we could just do a regular show into the phone. I don't need the bells and the whistles. How about politics?
Sure.
There you go. See, we can have an intelligent conversation. There is one thing I want to say very quick, and I'm to George Carr, and I'm being honest. I hate to call them serious shows. So Eric said, call them issue shows.
Issues.
Yeah, like you get an email, you think, you know what? I think I should read that email because it'll answer this person. And then it'll also answer a lot of other people. So that's why I was going to say I'll just respond individually. But I think I want to talk about it. I like getting emails like this sometimes and being able to try to figure it out like a Rubik's Cube. Like, what's the cleanest way to shed light to this? So anyway, there's like 5 or 6 of them, and it's stressing me out a little bit. So me and Eric are going to do it. We're going to do it. We have them all right here. Look at this. I have one from Pete. Another one from Bob Fuckface. Russell, I got yours. And then, what is this? I'm going through them like a loyal listener. They didn't really sign their name. There's a lot. I have them, okay? Look at me, I just do a regular show into my phone. You guys are helpful, though. No, you guys are great. You really know how to pick up the slack when I'm having... You know what? What am I picking you guys for? What should you do? I haven't shut the fuck up for a second. This is the opening of the show live from Portland. Okay, let me set you up. Today is a two-parter, not because we really... It's like a 3-hour show, so why would we split it? We do 3-hour shows because you're going to need a break from Andy Kindler. To George Carlin, I don't know what the fuck happened, but we were like, yeah, I was going to say it, and then I was going to edit myself because I thought there was a better way to explain how we enjoyed him, but the word I wanted to say was we were freaking out. Like, we were freaking out with laughter. It was just, you know, Andy was just fucking just like... It was fucking, and I don't know what happened. And there's times I'm like, did we say something wrong? Like, is that? But you know what? I think Andy Kindler earns the right to just be as ironic and be able, whatever he says, it's deserving of satirization. So it was just fucking brilliant, if you ask me, everything he did. I loved it. I know you might think I'm overanalyzing it, but I don't think I am. And if he listens to this, which I don't think he does, mind your own fucking business. Don't call me and tell me, I didn't like the way you overset up the show. I'll do whatever I want. Tell you. Call me and tell me to my face, Kindler. He was great. He's just the best. You know what I mean? Off, before the podcast starts, he just walks in, always with a good energy. Fucking Andy Kindler. That's fucking just, you know. Anyway, I don't think I'm oversetting it up. I really don't. So, that's it. This is the opening. Is there anything else I didn't talk about? I guess we covered everything. So, well, anyway, here's the show. And Cody, you're good?
Amazing.
What about you, Eric? Erk?
Yeah.
Erk?
Yeah, thank you.
I miss my neat post-its. Eric was in the military, so his handwriting, they teach you how to write all caps, right?
Yeah.
So his handwriting was like fucking just clean and all caps. And I used to beg him to help. Well, I really had to ask him, actually, beg him. He was very willing. He would do my notes, so I would get it perfect. Each post-it would have perfect writing. Like, it looked like it was printed. If you put your printer on, like, a font, and the font was casual handwriting, but, of course, it's, like, printed, so it's perfect, that's what it looked like, every one of my notes. Now it looks like I suck on a towel and make a fist with a pencil and write my notes. That visual makes sense. Anyway, well, I think that's it. Eric, is there anything you'd like to say? It's a stupid question. It's a horrible way to, like, throw it your way.
I don't want to say anything.
All right.
Good.
Did you have fun tonight?
I had a great time tonight.
How about you?
I had a great time tonight.
These guys are just a hoot to be around. I swear to God, I've never had more fun. Do you hear the excitement every time I throw it to them? I've thrown to them 4 or 5 times. They look like wet rags with doll faces. They got nothing. All right, I'm done. Am I too? Have I had too much fresh air?
I think we all had too much fresh air.
But I feel great. And I feel like I'm glad that I said that about Andy Kindler, because if I wasn't high, I might not be as generous. Well, you know, people think of me as a tough guy, but I'm not. You know, the guy, you know, you say that, people are like, nobody thinks of you as a tough guy. When people think of me, they think, hey, there's a tough motherfucker. But no, I'm just like scared like everybody else. What about you do that as a bit to the audience? You go, you know, this audience, you look up to me. I'm like you. I'm shitting in my pants. And they're like, we're not shit. No, no, I'm like this audience. I'm shitting every day hoping, what the fuck am I going to do? What the fuck am I going to do? I'm just like you. I'm like this whole crowd. I'm blowing people behind the 7-Eleven to make money for food and stuff. But I should go. I think this is getting very dangerous, this opening. It's way too long already. All right, enjoy the show. You're great. I just think the world of you. I do. You think it's funny?
No, I think it's nice. Thank you. I enjoyed it.
I knew you did. I did. To George Carlin, I knew you did. I just attacked you because I needed a laugh. Thank you.
You're welcome for that, too.
So, no, I don't want to be this dizzy in the opening, but I feel like since we divided the show in two, a nice long opening, you know, we're throwing to the show live from the Portland Improv in the hotel. It's a great atmosphere. I got a red gel on the light, by the way, to George Carlin. We got one stick candle. We had some cool jazz music playing. We got every light turned out, windows open, overlooking Portland, sitting in the corner, looking at the city with jazz music playing. Now we're talking to you. So I think it's all good. Jake, you're doing good? Sure. I'm in a big feud with Chris Farron, but I don't want to talk about it. Well, it's not.
Well, what about it?
He took too long to call me back, so I'm holding on to his wedding invitation a little longer than I should. To George Carlin. That's the truth. I'm like, oh, no. I'm not rushing this wedding invitation back. Waits a week to call me. Hey, what's up? No. A week. Who are you calling back right away if you're not calling me back right away? What? You friends with Paul McCartney? I hope he does hear this, and I know he listens to the show.
What is he, fucking a rake?
What's he, fucking a rake? That Chris Rarin sits at home fucking a rake. I can't help it. Don't tweet at him, by the way, because he'll love it. No, tweet at him. All right, listen, you people are wonderful. You really are. And I just want you to just let go of the bullshit. This is Dr. Todd Glass with his tip for the day. No, seriously. Just look, I'm going to tell you the secret of life. And I'm not joking around. You have to be like this. Hey, what's up? Not like, hey, what's up? You were like, what's up? I'm just kidding. All right, listen, enjoy the show. Just be where I'm at. I'm in a good headspace. So what, you don't have to understand everything I'm saying. I'm saying it in a good rhythm. That's good enough for you people. Well, I think there's truth to that. I'm like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Come on, just go with it. Why are you fighting it? Not everything's going to be great. I still go boom, 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 boom. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. All right, enjoy the show. I just, listen, I want you to just be happy. Stop the shit. This is Dr. Todd Glass with his tip for the day, how to stop the bullshit. It's all right to be happy. No one's going to fucking chop your head off for it. Just don't tell your friends. There's a lot of these people. They don't want to admit they're happy. So anyway, listen, you're great, and I really think the world of you. And I just want you to know I'm proud of you. Look at you. Squeeze your own face. Just mush the fuck out of it. Okay? Do it. I'm not shitting around. I'm so sick of this shit. Ugh. You're killing me. Got to do this long opening because I'm afraid that they're mad that it's an hour and a half podcast because I broke. There are three. Because I know there's going to be three. I know that's funny. I didn't know you could just divide one podcast in half and call it two podcasts, honey. No, I mean, I thought we based that a podcast, if it's normally 3 hours, oh, really? Why don't you divide it in four and call it a month and go the fuck home, this guy Todd Glass. He's like Howard Stern and all the other guys. They don't want to work anymore. There could be that guy. Okay, you're great, and I miss you. And listen, Aristotle, seriously, read everybody. I hate to do this to you, Aristotle. By the way, he never misses doing this stuff. Could you read a nice poem to everybody before we start the show? Stretch it out. It can be a long poem. I don't care. Put music under it if you want. I give you these creations, and in the middle of nowhere, while you're reading your poem, put a cat meowing in there. Thank you, because you did it. Read your poem. No, I don't know if you did it. I'll know now. So start reading your poem now.
I cannot see. I cannot pee. I cannot chew. I cannot screw. Oh my God, what can I do? My memory shrinks. My hearing stinks. No sense of smell. I look like hell. My mood is bad. Can you tell? My body's dropping. Have trouble pooping. The golden years have come at last. The golden years can kiss my ass. By Dr. Seuss.
Oh, and don't forget to play the new opening, the song that Joe made. Oh, maybe play the song now, maybe. Do whatever you want, but do play the song before the show where he says, you know, the rules of the show. So much to do.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God. Those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started. You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show number one. So welcome to the show.
So you're saying, Andy, before you got here, you think I was like, don't cough, it's a professional.
I'm not saying, most people use the cough button. I cough more directly into the microphone.
Yeah, because people need to hear your coughs. You have comedic coughs.
I have tuberculosis. These are new material I'm working
on. This is a cold opening, ladies and gentlemen. All right, listen. Turn now.
Free speech.
For 1 second. That's
free
a cold
speech.
Opening. Free speech. Take it easy.
Hello. That's going to be my go-to.
Andy, I'm freaking out that you're here. I'm so excited.
I know, because usually I'm like, oh, it's Andy. Is it on yet?
No.
Andy's
hold on. Let's do the intro.
Nothing we say is going to change.
Okay, hold on. All right, off with the music. We go. We fade out.
Oh yeah.
All right, listen. Come on in, Steve. You want to sit down so you can put your headphones on, yeah. Or you want to stay there?
Yeah. Maybe you can get
come
an actual.
Over here. Come on over here.
Maybe
for
you can
while.
Get an actual knob to control people.
Can
I go?
Should I have his peach flavored or?
So
peach flavored.
It doesn't make me look good. I'm not happy with my depiction of myself, but I will laugh at it because I put my feelings aside for comedy.
Peach flavored.
Right. Have a little bit. Can you put your?
You look great. You look great. Todd looks like he slept in his face.
Todd.
He just slept down.
Todd, on the other hand, Todd.
This is
on
you?
The other hand, oh.
This is you the pre-show.
You look good, Steve. Todd looks like he put a tractor in his face and swallowed it down his throat and fell down a stairs into the basement where he met the mummy, who said to him, I have to, but you?
Let's start it. Oh, we didn't even talk about this. You want to go old school intro? You know, what do we call it? A Holiday Road or something like that? Andy, you just provided us with a cold opening. Can I have that?
Yeah.
I am in such... I'm not even going to try to explain why I'm in such a light mood. I know I've said it in the history of this show in 3 years.
Yeah.
And I'm always in a good mood when I do the show.
That's what you really...
I watch your
Reich
mouth.
Well,
hey, hey.
No, he's
hey,
funny. Hey.
You watch your fucking mouth, Kindler.
That's not funny.
No, well, because...
Too far. Too soon, too far.
You
my dad died in January. You know
that. I do. I will talk about that.
My dad died.
I do a serious show.
He's still dead.
What?
Sorry to hear that.
Thank
you know,
very
I have
much.
A friend.
As opposed to him going on with his bit.
I have a friend. I have
my
a
dad died. Let me just finish this bit, and I'll get to your dad.
Yeah, well.
And so I told the guy, ping pong balls. I wanted King Kong's balls. Oh, no, maybe it went the other way. King Kong, I brought you King Kong's balls. Was it ping pong balls you requested? Because it makes a lot more sense. The joke's not as funny, but it makes more sense that it would be ping pong balls. Meanwhile, I go over to Africa, have a fist fight with Jack Black, and slice off... who's the woman who played Jane? That's Tarzan.
I'm going to burst.
Slice off their balls. I bring it back to you. Now you say ping pong balls.
Would you like to start the show right
yes.
now?
Yes.
Here we go.
Well, I have to... God, it's Maron. Mark Maron.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what I got to do to get on your fucking show.
Yeah. Everybody in the house say yo.
The Todd Glass situation.
Hey.
A bunch of lies about my personal life, a bunch of true stories about my 30 years.
John Stewart.
Just do it.
The very funny Todd Glass.
All right.
Has he put you on his actual show?
Yes.
Boom!
I did it.
Sorry. I take back the boom.
But you
tonight's
the...
show, we have a great show tonight. We have the show people.
But you wait, you said you take back the boom. Does that mean but you leave
boom.
The comment?
No, the comment's bad. It's all bad.
Everything's bad.
Tonight on the show, Mr. Show will be here. The original person who Mr. Show was based on. Not the original Kramer, but the original Kramer's original potato chips. I had nothing there. Still got a laugh.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, look at him. He's done with my act.
No, I love
you. We need a longer introduction.
I'm shortening the intro because I'm so excited to get to you.
I love that we have a live band here, but meanwhile, you're playing, what's a funny name of a song? You're playing the,
Shut the music off. Give him time to think about it. And I want silence. What would be? We can turn the music.
Oh, yeah. You're playing outtakes from Footloose.
Okay, here we go. Say it again. We'll edit it together. No one will hear it.
You have a live band here, right? You can have an actual live band play your intro. Instead, you have the B-side to Footloose. Instead, you have... Hey!
You want the band to play live? Okay, shut the music off. Guys, whatever you want to play.
Wait, okay. Could you play live? Because I'd like to do my Footloose chunk right now. Right now.
Okay,
it'll take 20
I'm
more
gonna
seconds.
I'm going to let the band.
Who
whatever
edits
you
the
guys want to do. No, there's no editing. This is all on.
Hey, get out of here. Oh, is that why no one downloads it?
Andy, you wanted to. Here we go, guys. Andy Kindler's here, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Hey, thank you.
That's right.
Hey, I got a question.
Hold on, Kindler. Tonight on drums, Eric, ladies and gentlemen. Eric on drums.
on Ethan on guitar. Steve Rosenthal on organ, very not amplified. Aristotle is here, picking shit out of his pussy. And on the Periscope, did I say it right? Is Keith. People write nice shit. And then this is Jake Adams, ladies and gentlemen. There we go. Fade it out. Let's stop periscoping for 1 second so we can... Well, you do whatever you want. I don't give a shit. I'm not in control. I'm not trying to be bossy anymore. But everybody, Steve, we can't... What's going on over there? Why don't you come over here? I want you to come over here for a little while and just to sit down and relax and enjoy this show and take an Andy Kindler.
Can I have more humidifier in my headphones?
Steve's talking to Ethan. Whenever anybody talks, I wonder what they're saying. And most of the time people go, oh, nothing. I was just asking him. It's never anything like I have cancer or something's bad. But I wonder. So do you have headphones?
Yeah, I have headphones.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Unbelievable.
I need everybody organized.
Unbelievable.
Andy.
People.
Okay, sit right over there.
What do you think? People are home making soup? They've got things to do. They got to listen to your show. Boom.
Can you pull your chair in a little?
Boom. Chicago Hope.
Hold on.
They got to watch Chicago Hope at 10. Are you periscoping this?
Yes.
Nobody's watching this on Periscope.
All right, here we go.
Why are you creating another opportunity for no one to watch you? Hey.
Are you recording him?
Are you sure?
Okay, leave everything in. I just went over to help Steve Rosenthal.
That's ridiculous. I peeked. Would you do that during Laurel and Hardy when they're bringing the piano up the stairs? You go, hold on a second. I want to adjust my sofa. Boom. Comedy history is gone.
Can you hear it? What's wrong? You look like you have something on your mind. Okay, can we... Hold on. I want to do this really...
What are you trying to hear?
Take a deep breath. All right.
It was like an experiment. All right, that didn't work out.
Take a deep breath and let's try to... Because, Steve, it's just... Yeah, I want this. Let's... Okay.
649 Orange County. Oh, friend, Steve Rosenthal.
Wait, you're recording a podcast?
Yes.
But you're doing my podcast.
Hey, you're not recording yet, right? Because I have a joke that's too funny for my own podcast. It needs to be on yours.
Well, I don't know.
It's a Periscope
joke.
There's
so many levels to this bit.
It's a Periscope
joke. I'm going to fucking explode.
All right, but we're not done.
No, don't yet.
No.
Let me get control.
But remember,
here.
I'm going to do a... No, in fact, you will be back after another hour and a half of Todd Glass trying to find his pace. Todd Glass... Who they say, is he ever off? Now he's looking for the on button all of a sudden.
Andy.
He needs to have LEDs installed. All right, we'll be back after I get off of this ridiculous podcast.
Okay.
Thank you.
Someone might punch me in the face, but I tried to fix Steve Rosenthal's headset. And while I did, Andy, sort of remnants of Troy, started his own podcast that he claimed.
What did you say? I got six vines. Six vines. 12. I'm sorry, no. There's six. I have 10 vines. They're going to drop. Tonight, they're going to drop. One of them is going to be, they're going to drop.
You.
And I'm going to turn that into a Giphy. Turn it into a Giphy.
God damn you.
Andy, can I tell you something? I love you.
I love you, Todd.
Seriously,
I really do.
Seriously, man. You're the best.
I love your work on Twitlong.
I never heard of
that. What's Twitlong?
Twitlong is when you want to tweet something longer than 140 characters. You use Twitlong.
It's just a paragraph?
You had the best. You got to listen to his tweet. He won the Twitlongies last year.
There's a new guest on the show today, and we hope that he will enjoy his stay. Listeners, they pass the time away listening to the show. Unafraid to insult the best, and he's here now, sitting with Todd Glass. He brings his A game every time. The listeners say, Andy, you're a fine guest. What a good guest you will be. Now you're here on the Todd Glass show with everybody. Andy likes to come up. Todd Glass, he's ready to throw down. And a third thing, maybe Andy's found. He always finds his best. He came on a winter's day, bringing comedy from his home in LA to this podcast. I hope he's here to stay. He'll
here on the Todd Glass Show. The listeners say Andy.
You know the words of this? Can you take
it? Oh, it's
reverb.
It's an Andy. You're a fine guest. What a good guest. You would be such a fine guest.
I like it.
Oh, but you what with my... Is that the song where the chorus goes, and shrubba bubba my lady. On a ship. Going into the bay. Is this another ship?
You know it.
Into the dome. She said,
Andy.
She said, those papers are fine, girl. You're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. Hey, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. You got it. Why not? I hear what you're saying. Oh, take it too. I need directions to the bridge that goes into Staten Island. Boom. Now it's a Jerry Lewis bit. You can't do this. You can't do this, Todd.
Oh, what can
you've
I do?
Done, well, you've done as much
you
as you
are,
can.
You are just this, like, acid on acid if you I'm fuck it up its ass.
That's right. I'm a steroid on vitamins on steroids with an attitude from hell.
I want to talk to you.
SMH.
Do you know this is a real...
Stop shaking your head on after a tweet. It's not adding anything.
What are you talking about?
SMH.
I don't care.
TMT. This is our hashtags that people use. Hey, I hate what's going on. I'm very bored. TMT, tapping my toe.
Oh, we don't need... Is that true?
Yeah.
Tapping my... TMT is
what? I have nothing to say today. And then the initials for rubbing my head with my other hand. Picking at a scab on my puppet. Hey.
Andy.
Hey, it's 12 o'clock. Anybody got something? That's listen, a tweet. That would be a tweet these days. Hey. Hey, it's noon. Who's got something? Someone come back at me with a noon tweet that's going to really change my afternoon. Hey, who likes? Andy. I remember the lunch lady. Boom. Be back later.
Andy, listen. Take it. Listen to me. A lot of people would say, "Don't stop the mayhem." I think I know what to do as a good host.
Who's controlling you?
Me.
We have to finally find out after all these years. There's a person in you going, no. Go back and tell him that that's not what you meant. Back and tell him. And look. I like Johnny Carson. That's right. Tell him that. Make sure they know that because they may be doubting you right now.
No.
So over-explain to the point of humor. That's what it was. You turned your Achilles heel into your Achilles. Hey.
Andy. There's so much.
That was funny because it wasn't funny.
It was Jesus. Listen, I want to almost not do my opening.
I'm sorry. I'm going to stop now.
No, you don't stop. You're great.
I'm sick of it. My voice sounds like someone crying and pleading.
No, it doesn't.
Like someone who knows he's got about 4 minutes of show business life. Oh no, Andy, in your late 60s, that's when a lot of parts. Oh, Andy, you're 76. Let me tell you something. 76 trombones. If that was a play, you could play the lead.
You know, you watch those shows like you rest the court shows, and they use a lot of people in their 70s.
Happy 80th birthday, George Burns. He didn't get a part till he was 90.
Rodney, by the way, every comedian. Well, I was just gonna. I was so into setting up my own idea.
You remember Steve Rosenthal, Andy?
That's all I said it before we went on
I'm
the
sorry,
show.
Guys.
No, I was mimic. I was saying before we went on the show.
Avi Lieberman, radical Jews.
Oh, Avi. Every year he comes up to me. Todd, would you like to fly first class to Israel and do two shows and make $5,000? Yes, Avi. I told you that for the last 5 years. Who wouldn't want to go to Israel, get paid $5,000, and fly first class? Is there anybody not interested in that?
We want to raise money to build third-story additions on the settlers' homes. What do you say? We want to put a jacuzzi
wow.
We want to put a jacuzzi that you can see through just to stick it to the Arabs.
Can I tell you something?
Hey, we're going to put on every home a neon sign, formerly home of Abdul Muhammad. Boom!
Can I tell you something? I don't mean to make it a religious discussion, but you're already going down that path. Well, I have more layers.
Why
than
am
you.
I doing a voice?
Because you're fine. You're fine.
All right, you start the show. I you know, I'm confident you'll find your footing.
I have a lot of layers. When I talk about is it not unusual? Like when I talk about deep things, is it hard for you? Because I have more layers than you.
Yes, and the most
not unusual. The Todd has more depth than everyone.
One of them is a wool pullover. The other layer is a pink scarf. Hello, fashionista. And then the other layer, there's another layer of denial. You know, correct. Is this another song?
I hear the words.
Go back. I want to hear the words.
You really want to hear it from the beginning?
I do.
Are you serious?
You should have given me a cue to cue.
I don't like.
A cue to cue tech rehearsal.
I'm going to tell you why I didn't. I'm going to tell you why I didn't. Man Cal. You like Man Cal?
I live with him. Like him. He was the best man at my wedding.
Man Cal puts up his hands.
I like him. I'm sleeping with him now.
Man Cal puts up his hand in the middle of the interview, and it makes you feel, so I don't want to
do that.
Well,
why does he do that?
Because he's like saying, shut up.
Oh, that wouldn't be good, too. You don't have to Hitler me just because.
Right. So here's
no, let's go back and play it again. I apologize.
You want to edit the first part out? Yeah.
What are you saying? We're periscoping. By the way, Todd Glass has found another way to reinforce the fact that no one's watching him. Hey, I've decided to build my hopes up again by creating... It's my own television station on Periscope. Periscope down. I don't know what I'm doing yet. Open the show.
Andy.
I'll be back later with some a fuselage.
Can I tell you something? Everything. This is my instincts here to tell you. Everything you do is great.
Time me for 10 seconds and everything will be funny. Someone start the clock.
Even if somebody gets lost, which I do sometimes, it doesn't matter. It's not about. Listen to me. Shut the fuck up and listen. Trying to compliment you.
I won't
you.
Be able to be doing a bit if I listen. If I stop talking, you might be funny. If you're funny, how does that help me? What am I, on a charity mission? If I want to see comedy, I'll watch old Jackie Vernon videos. What do I need? What do I need? A man who, for the first five
Andy.
Years I knew him, did Phil Donahue? Not on stage!
That was me.
At the laundromat!
Are you afraid that I don't have as many layers as you?
It's not unusual that Todd has more depth than everyone else.
Well, it's true.
It's not unusual that his guests don't have as many layers. And when he's talking...
We'll just hear it through the headphones.
Just can't win.
There we go. It's fine.
Because you know that they don't have as much depth as Todd.
Are you listening to this song?
So
is this you?
They're only funny, they can't be.
This is like you.
They're not as evolved.
Did I do it?
So they can't get involved. You know he loves them anyway.
Fade it out. Andy, here's what I want to do.
Wait a second. Can I say something?
Yes.
You can't expect anybody to laugh when you're looking at them and going, are you listening to this? Are you hearing this? Is this clear enough?
You asked me to last time. You said, do it again and I won't talk. So I just thought you didn't want to.
I asked you to pay extra for the vocal enunciation package.
Can I tell you?
You wouldn't do it. You wanted the rock. You wanted the rock bottom prices.
Andy,
you know what? I want
you,
them not to hear the lyrics.
Andy, can I tell you something, Andy? My safe word on this show is to George Carlin. You're right. Lynn did it, and you know he doesn't listen to the fucking show, so who cares? You can't hear what he's fucking saying in there.
Who did it?
Lynn. Lynn does a lot of music for the show.
Sure.
Lynn. Sure. And you're right. You can't hear it. It needs to be like. It's not unusual. I want to hear it. You hear him in the background. The listeners probably heard it, but you can't hear it here.
Well, we can't go by you. You have a miracle ear at home. And you sit around with an old shofar.
Can I tell you something?
Trying to hear through a shofar.
I'm going to be so
close. Shofar so close. Shofar. Show what? No, not funny enough. Shofar. Showed up on your face? Can you turn me slightly down again? You know, there's different
okay,
there's different
on,
levels. You don't have to go from 5 to 112.
Hey, hey. Kidler, he's on
the Todd Glass Show again.
I know how to play a goddamn guest in. I'm not an idiot. Fucking other shows are killing me.
Who told you you were an idiot as a small child? That this is the way you react. I'll prove it. I'll prove it.
Yeah.
I'll give a fucking intro you've never heard before.
Oh, in case my third grade teacher's listening?
Yes.
Shut the music off.
Mrs. Gertrude, I'm going to pop bubble pop rap.
Yeah.
To open. Have you heard that before? Asshole. With your Dick and Jane. What? You know what? You can take your arithmetic, your third grade arithmetic, and you can shove it up your pupik. Free speech. Your ass. Shove up your ass, third grade teacher. Free speech.
Would you do something
wrinkly old vagina face? It's free speech. This is what the founding fathers wanted. Go shove it up your asshole through your gay
what
thing.
Are you
hey, gay guy. Oh, I can't say gay guy.
Free Wait, speech. Shut the music off.
Free speech.
What is this free speech you're doing, this new person? I don't know this.
I'm just saying fag got. I'm not saying faggot. Well, the observational racist comic. Why is it a faggot? Look, folks, that's an exact example of the proper. Yes, you can use any word if you're a genius like me. I turned it into social satire.
He's got funny in his bones.
That's me.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking of funny in your bones, I'm going to say this on the podcast. You're not going to know what to say after this because it's a nice thing. And you don't know how to accept compliments because you're stupid. No, I just know that. I'm not trying to be a dick. But seeing you on David Letterman and making it into that montage meant the world to me. Like, I was so fucking excited. Me and my friends, we literally did a genuine high five. President, 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 and then fucking Andy Kindler.
It was, I have to say, it was unbelievable.
When you're sitting at home to George Carr, and that means the truth, put modesty aside for a second, because it doesn't, that, if there's any award or badge to be given, it's that. Like, look at who made it on those. You had to be a little bit like, that is the fucking coolest thing in the world.
Well, let's start with this. I was watching the show with an ascot and a smoking jacket.
Oh, so...
And the wife was dressed up like I can't think of any reference.
Hold on.
And I said to him, here's the way I watch. A lot of people say, were you surprised? Right before the commercial, I said, they better fucking put me in some kind of a goddamn montage.
I didn't know you felt
or
that
I will
way.
Never speak to any of those. I can't even do that bit. But my brother called me. My brother called me from the East Coast. And he told me, I couldn't believe it.
Okay, listen up. Shut up and listen up. I'm a good fucking... This is a real show. And a lot of the other shows, they're not real shows and they get jealous.
It's a real show.
Can the Periscope people hear the songs? No, they can't. They can't hear. We got to figure out a way to get that. All right, pause that out. So anyway...
Nothing will ever
I'm fine.
More entertaining than you saying... Can the Periscope people hear the music?
Well, because it's a good question.
Old man comedy.
No, none of these people. First of all, the answer is I was right. I would only look like that if they went, yeah, Todd, of course, we're not going to play an integral part of the show, not let the people hear it. And the answer is they can hear it.
How can
music.
You always be right? Occasionally you have to be wrong.
I am.
Think about it, people.
Guess what? I'm wrong now for yelling. I should be saying it softer.
You know what? It's not nice what you've done to me. I've been, are you triggered? Oh,
what did I do to you?
I'm doing a triggering joke. What are you going to do, ladies?
I haven't even done my opening yet.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the opening of Todd Glass. And I just want to tell people who are listening, as if that's going to happen. Boom.
I get $45,000 a month,
been told by Todd to back it off on the humor until he gets some of his announcements.
I slide you that on a note, and you fucking have to tell everybody who would slide that
slide
as a note.
Slide me on a note.
Andy, ease up on the humor. I'm trying to.
Yeah, Andy,
okay,
Andy,
listen.
Take it back.
So anyway,
notch.
Back to Letterman. I want to talk about Letterman. Okay. I want to sink our teeth into it. But let me get this out of the way real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Then I can just be, I'll be like Rory Scovel. I just go freestyle. Well, he calls me up every, you know, he goes, Todd, you should freestyle it like me. Anyway, so let me just get this out of the way.
He calls you up like an old Catskills comedian?
We got a call. I'm going to ignore you for 3 minutes. And it's not easy because you're very funny. I love you. Just shut up.
I'm having a terrible set.
Well,
the worst is that I'm bombing. And I have a fucking, you know what? You can't air this because I'm considered one of the hottest,
I think you've changed.
I got named by Podcast Magazine the number one guest on.
We didn't get on.
Is this true?
On a humor, it's on the category of humorous podcast, number one guest.
Because we got voted number one by the Podcast Association of America.
No. This is a different...
Play that thing for him so he knows we're not joking around. Do you know this?
If this it's, you know what? If it's true, it'll make it more sad.
Well, listen.
The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
I have a show to do. Let me get back to it. Now, listen. We got our email.
This mean is, not this with is, me?
With you. Okay. But you give me 2 minutes, and then I'm going to be all yours. We got an email from Andrew. Now, this is weird. In the middle of the email, I'm reading the email. This is a true story. The guy's mom says, my son was writing you an email. He started the email, but his mom finished it, and his head fell off. So I guess she took it over. Okay, that's a joke. Andrew, I told you, you fucked. We have a bit where you just tell a story, and anywhere in the story it has to go, and my head fell off, that Whitmer Thomas started, but he started it because a friend of his started it. Who, Clay?
Yeah, claim it.
Let's cut that bit.
No, that's a good one. I agree. Anyway.
I'm a suit all of a sudden.
So I got that done.
Something has to go. Let's make it that.
Drew Lynch. Why do I have Drew Lynch's name
America's
right here?
America's Got Talent. Drew
Lynch. I want you to play this one clip. This I like this. Andy, well, you don't have as much as depth in me, so you're probably not going to enjoy
it. I have a neck problem.
It's not unusual that Todd has more depth than everyone else.
No, I mean, I'm just saying it. I'm not trying to be a dick about it. I'm being genuine with you. I have a lot of depth. I have different layers. So when
I like
this,
that song. I like that song. I just want to say.
You want to hear it again?
No. I want to say.
It's not unusual that Todd has more depth than everyone
that
else.
That is A, hilarious, and... You know,
B, it's
hilarious.
Got B2? B2?
Well, you know something hilarious. Ooh, when you
B,
when you
B, get, oh, Todd's B, jokes are so good. They have A comments and
oh,
B comments.
They have attachments.
If Todd does the bit, even though it's about him.
Excuse me.
And
he's got B.
You have the
alphabet bits.
You have the batting
average. You have the batting average of a shortstop when it comes to your percentage on these songs.
And you know what? Your mom's dead.
A 4 out of 5. My dad's dead.
Oh, him
my
too.
Mom. My mom's just hanging on. Just hang on. Oh, Andy's mom. Andy's mom is close to death. I'm Todd Glass. I do the song parody. She's dead. She's dead. She's dead. His mom is dead. Woo, 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 woo. When she was born long ago. Woo, woo.
Pause it.
People predicted she would die. Wah, wah. Now she's a very old lady. Bang, bang. And people are asking, why not now? Woo.
Andy,
I forgot I have the band.
I want to.
Give me a little groove, funk groove. That's like a little funk groove. That's like, yes. Oh, yeah.
Can you get some reverb?
Yeah. Hey.
You make up songs, right?
Hey.
Hold on, pause it. Shh, shh, shh. Bring it down. You can be one of those guys who makes up song. I want you to talk about oranges, bananas, and dogs.
Okay, you got it.
Okay,
give me a little fusion.
Sure, you're one of those people.
Yeah, exactly.
Oranges, bananas, and dogs.
Yeah, you got it. Take it away. I got these words from the audience. That's what makes it unbelievable that I could do a riff on them.
Orange.
That's why.
Oranges. Bananas.
Hey. Hey. No, I didn't say stop. That's my style.
Sorry.
Hey. Oh. Watch out. Don't you feel good? Oranges. It's not season for oranges. What were the other two words?
Bananas.
Everybody thinks they're going to want to have a banana. Why do you end? You make me do a stupid song that nobody in the world would want to do. And your idea is, all right, now it's not working.
You're going to
feel...
What
are you? I'm not a goon.
You're going to...
Is that the right word?
You're
no,
gonna,
a goon is
you're
going
to feel sorry in a second. Because when you... Two
I'm
drink-
not a patsy.
What's all that noise I hear in the... Oh, it's my fan.
Oh.
Listen. Shh.
Really? Is that where he lives? His fan lives... He feeds his fan. His fan has a bowl of water. And every 3 days he goes, look, you want dry food or wet food? And he's a 47-year-old computer programmer who's Todd's only fan.
More crunchy bits, more chewy bits, more different kinds of bits and bits and bits and bits. More bits in every bite.
More bits.
That's a dog food commercial, but it works for this show as well. Now listen up, kid.
Why are you doing stings? Why are you doing...
That's what I do. That's what I do. That's what I do.
Come on, Steve Rosenthal. Would you allow this in an actual studio? With a real... You know, this is fine here, but what if this was the WNEW back in that, and you had the smooth sounds of... What if Cousin Brucey tried to go... He wouldn't be Cousin Brucey, my friend. He'd be somebody's nephew at a... boom. You fill in the rest. I get my staff on the rest of that joke. Who needs it? Terrible joke. Why do I have to write it?
Andy, I need to talk about David Letterman with you, but everything you're doing is great.
I'll come back later.
Can I? Oh, no. Can I tell you something? I wish that I could not give a shit about talking about this, because there's like two more things I have to talk about. Then once I do, I throw this piece of paper out, and I think that I'm more in the moment.
Yeah, but you got to talk. You know what? Sometimes prepared material...
You let it go.
No, it's great.
Oh, it is?
Not in your case.
Oh.
But,
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. I mean, you're not a prepared material guy. You're not someone... What's funny about you is not on the page. It's not on how you say it. It's not related to something physical you're doing.
I was going to talk about...
It's not something you're saying words-wise.
Wait, it sounds like it has nothing to do with me.
It has nothing to do with you. It's the fact, how can this guy do this? And if you thought you were doing something, and you would never get the laugh.
Can I tell you something? The last thing I want to be...
How can this guy do this?
Is the last thing I want to be. People are going to go, Todd Glass does not let Andy Kindler shine, and I want to let you shine because I fucking love you.
I have to stop talking now. I have to let you do the show.
No, you don't.
I don't even know.
You do whatever
I don't know.
You want.
I've lost track. It's over
listen,
for me.
Listen.
Get me the condo circuit. It's over. All I want to know is go to Mrs. Bernstein's car and get her Ruggalo. That's all I want to hear.
What does that mean?
It means that I want to work for Jewish functions.
I'm going to talk about David Letterman
okay,
here.
Okay, but you do your opening,
no,
and
no,
I'll be sitting
opening.
Here.
You're fine.
Okay.
Everything you do is great. You're going to agree with me on this. I know Letterman always gets the critical acclaim. All the comedians fucking love David Letterman. That's a given. So I don't want to make it sound like I'm defending somebody that already has the accolade of all, but I know there are certain comedians, or he's even referenced it, that he phoned it in for a few years. But guess what I'm going to say? My perception, your perception is your reality. So until you run it by somebody else, you don't know if they thought the same thing. I know what they mean. Maybe he didn't do as many field pieces. But guess what? David Letterman, at his whatever he wants to call when he was phoning it in, was still fucking unbelievable. If he was grumpy for 5 years, good! At least I knew that for 33 years he was real. And if that meant that he was grumpy for 3 of those years or 5 of those years or 6 of those years, they were still great shows. They were still fucking great shows. Because guess what? The advantage of is knowing when someone's grumpy is also when they're happy or silly, that you know that's goddamn real too. And I'll take that. I'll fucking take that. 33 years of him being himself on fucking television. And even when he was grumpy, I fucking adored it. So every goddamn second of David Letterman was fucking great.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah, well, I agree with you. Well, here's the thing too. It's like he'll say that there were these years in the 90s where he was very angry and that he was like really hard to, you know, extremely hard to deal with. And he always says, I'm underplaying how hard it was. So he went through that. But what, you know, the point is, like, who doesn't go through those things in their life?
Well,
and the stuff that happened to him, like not getting the show. I mean, yeah, anybody can stand outside and go, oh, that was a small thing. But it really wasn't a small thing, because it was like they were trying to punish him for being who he was, which was like a person that they couldn't control, who had his own opinions and could occasionally say things about the people he was working for. And they wanted someone they could control. So he went through all this stuff, but he came out the other side. And again, he was funny. He's always funny.
Yeah, I like to see someone if they're grumpy, they're grumpy. Now, as far as he was to work backstage with as a writer, I don't know anything about that. I'm talking about as the viewer. I'm just talking about as the viewer.
Oh, no, I always loved him. I mean, I will say honestly that in the 90s, when he felt that he was going through all this weird changes, I did feel like that something seemed off about the theater even. Like, it didn't have the same – it took a long time to get back the same intimacy that he had in his original show.
Yeah. I thought,
and
after,
and now I feel, when you watch it now, you know it's a theater, but it still feels exactly like you're in his living room, or you know, it's yes. very intimate.
I love it. So anyway, I just wanted
I'm
to say
sorry.
That.
I'm sorry for weakening.
Sorry.
No, you said something wonderful, and I took it, and I said, you know what? Let me bring it down a notch.
Well, it's your trick.
Yeah.
I think we got. I was going to talk about the cops, but I don't want to do it because I have more layers than you, and I'm not even trying to be a jerk.
So about the cops in McClellan.
It's not unusual that Todd has more depth than everyone.
No, you know what? Don't even play
the song. I
love
that song. Well, who's singing? Who's singing?
You really like it?
Who's the vocal?
You didn't like it up front. You said you couldn't hear his vocals.
Well, how could I like it if I didn't hear it? What, am I a magician?
You said up front. And by the way, we record this show so that I could find out.
He doesn't know that how hilarious I am right now.
Who doesn't know how?
You.
I do.
Steve is back there dying.
If
he should be. And you're like having an exam.
There's nothing.
With the microphone. You're checking to see how omnidirectional the microphone is.
I just threw the piece of paper out. Because you're right. There was so no, maybe you weren't right. I don't know what you are, but we're past the paper anyway. I only had one more thing to talk about. Well, I was going to talk about... I have more layers than you, so I know a lot of times that you don't...
It's not unusual that Todd has more depth than everyone else.
No, it's true. So,
who's the vocalist there? I love
that's
it.
Lynn Shore.
Sure.
Is that the way he talks in regular life? Is it a woman?
No, Lynn is a man, of course.
So,
well, not of course. No. It's a different... It's
just
a name.
How you pronounce his last name.
Okay, listen... What
how does he spell his name?
What do you?
I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Do you like what do you want to talk about? I'm a real interviewer, and a lot of the other shows are getting nervous.
Oh, that's true because you have like a Charlie Rose thing without the charm.
I could do.
You like if Charlie Rose was a little bit unable to focus. Charlie Rose with ADD.
And sound.
What was
effects.
I talking about?
And sound effects.
You know, it's just as dark as his studio.
Does he keep it dark?
He keeps it dark because it's horrible in there.
No,
you have a thing going on.
Can I ask you a question? did you do the Charlie Rose show? Why were you there?
Oh,
do you powwow? Do you powwow with Letterman?
Oh, do I? This is the guy who's never ever gotten a call from a celebrity at home. Oh, what, are you kidding me?
Oh, you hang out with Charlie Rose?
I go to Montana every year.
Oh, I didn't
and
know.
Hang out with Letterman for 3 weeks. Lying.
What do you? What do you? Be the guy. Who's
oh,
lying. He's
oh,
lying.
Do
so
I
much.
Hang out?
Yeah, you hang out with Letterman.
Do I get to spend 2 weeks with one of my heroes, Richard Lewis, in the Bahamas?
Oh, you do that?
Would I be talking about like this if I hadn't? I'm in a hammock. I do his hammock joke because he does a thing about. He goes, I would be anxious in a hammock. I think he says like, I'd be panicky in a hammock. Richard Lewis.
Well, because it's not safe.
Richard Lewis is great. Don't start trash as usual.
I love David.
I will trash everyone from the 80s.
I love Richard Lewis.
That fan. This. My favorite comics are that fan. This fan. This fan. That fan I like. This fan.
What do you?
Who's my favorite comics? That fan. Who that? Who that? Did you ever see
who
him?
That
isn't that from the? Don't the New Orleans? Because I know it sounds like I'm doing a racist Amos
oh,
Mandy bit.
Stop! I remember why I stopped you for the song bit. Why does my microphone sound funny?
No, it's not that. You have some kind
hello?
Of air. You
have does my voice sound funny? Be honest.
Oh my God!
All right, listen. I got bells and whistles.
Come to that.
I'm not like you.
That?
I'm not like you. I don't have a comedy.
What do you have? A
chops.
Bow coder, Peter Frampton.
I don't have chops
who's
like
your
you
bow
have.
Coder?
Hey, listen, Kindler. Listen up, Kindler. I don't have. I was as funny as you. I wouldn't need the bells and the whistles. But
sometimes I need to do something different.
All right, I need the fucking. You know, hello. I get okay. This is you know. I need that.
Is that your Mr. Gay character you're working on?
By the way,
with that voice,
I should let the audience know. Andy,
you encourage me.
I do encourage you because I love. Look, you have to earn the right to satirize things. And I think that's always the dilemma in when a comedian does something or did they earn the right to satirize it? Is it even in the gray area? Because if it's in the gray area, just let it slide. Let it slide. Day attempt. But if is it like, no, you just had a cheap excuse to be hateful. Your bit isn't. I know how brilliant and intelligent.
Well, there is hate, but it's not a bit sexual, sex-based.
So every
it's not that. It's just the way. I can't believe that you've continued. Go ahead.
No, you don't.
No, I'm not doing anything good.
No, you're doing everything
no,
great.
No, my doctor told me not to.
Oh, you're
he told me, my therapist told me I should stop interjecting.
Well, he might just be trying to make his life easier.
Well, I just don't want anybody to be upset with me. Yeah, oh, definitely. I don't want to raise my bill up. If sometimes you can agree with you, you know, at these prices, you agree at one of the early analyses to save money.
Right.
Oh yes, I am.
I'm
do
pushy.
Want to sleep with my mother to sleep with my father. I want to sleep with my mother to get to my father, who's dead. So think about me having sex with him now. Nice going, Todd. Free speech. My father died. Sex. Incest. Free speech.
Listen. So, okay, let's move
forward. Boy, that Andy really scored big points with his hilarious incest bit last night.
I was going to explain the bit you were doing on the phone, like when I text you something and you write back, is that your way of saying talk to the hand? And I go, Andy, no, why do you, ever since I was on Mark Maron, you think I'm different? And you go, someone pissed in your Cheerios. Is that what they say in your world?
Well, honestly, though, you're telling me you're not gaying it up? Look at this. You have a cruising.
I have a
poster from the movie Cruising.
Oh, that's
on the wall.
That's Jake Adams.
What are you, a big Al Pacino?
Yeah, right here. I'm not a poster.
Can I tell you, I love this bit when we're doing it on the text and the email and the phone.
But not here?
Well, I get paranoid. It sounds like I don't want to have that type of show. Right?
I mean, you have a funny lady. You have Barbara Streisand. And funny ladies. What is it choosing?
Whatever.
Funny lady. Oh, you think someone who's not gay has a Yentl, a Yentl painting on the wall?
Andy. What do you
ask me about Yentl?
Who? What are you? How are you liking the talk show circuits? The talk show theme tonight. How do you like the shows?
I'm just waiting for Letterman to retire.
He did.
So I could jump on the James Van Corden, Van Garden, the James Corden bandwagon. I love what's going on there. It's busy. He interviews a whole month's work of. Do you know what show I'm talking about?
Yes.
It's James Corden. Why don't you correct me?
Because I don't. It's rude.
Where are your stats,
Jake
people?
Jake told me it's rude to correct guests.
He has a whole. He goes, I'm going to have my next 3 months' guests on at the same time and interview them. How's that for pushing the envelope? I'm going to actually push an envelope.
Can I tell you something
after
Andy?
These messages?
By the way,
I like them.
When it comes to look. A lot of the talk shows that are on, and I have my favorites. I don't want to mention them because if you don't agree, I don't want you yelling at me. But out of all the talk shows...
How brave. what a courageous thing you've done.
Well, I'm scared of you because, you know, God forbid I don't agree with you. Then if I don't want to go off on a tangent about...
You've already done the most frightening thing that you could have done. You went on a podcast with Mark Maron with no material. But I want to tell you... But I you see how... I did the misdirect.
Everybody hum into the song. Reverb. I can't hear you, everybody.
Oh. Well, it's hard to hear humming.
I can do ventriloquism. Let me be professional. I know we're all over the place. I explained that running bit that we do. It's okay. I don't want to commit to it. It's a joke.
Why don't
over.
You want to commit to it? I'm saying that.
I do like Mad Gal. I didn't like that when I said shush, you shush, because then it seemed like I was being mean. Oh. I just like when you plow past.
Everything's uncomfortable now.
It is. Did you drive here?
Why is there one missing? That was the wrong joke? I don't know. I got a list of you emailed me a list of punchlines. I don't know if that was the right one. Oh, I know what you. If I could do that, I would never leave the house.
No, that's a different joke. I think when you're responding,
you said, I take a car here.
No,
if I could do that, I would never leave the house.
That's
if I could take a car here for some reason, I would never leave the house.
That's to did you? Would you blow yourself? I think you're confusing the jokes.
What do you mean? Would I have? When was the last time? Should be the question.
You know what joke you one time made me do a choke on my drink? I didn't do a spit take. I just choked. Someone told me, I didn't even hear you doing it, because it just resonated with me. Sugarless chocolate, who's that for? Diabetics, now get the fuck off the stage.
blew me up? You blew it up?
No, that's how you did it. How did you do it? I think that's what you did. Now get the fuck off the stage. I yelled it a little more. Am I right?
That's how I remember it.
Yeah.
Oh,
No, I'm glad Steve Rosenthal's here.
I remember it from the TV show Dr. Katz, where I was was on six or seven times. I'm not sure how many times.
I don't know if you were. Excuse me.
No,
I was on
doctor's cat.
No, I mean, I'm not the type of person. I mean, I don't like to brag.
No, I'm not about. Also, could be a veterinarian.
I don't brag. I don't. It's just the news. People want to know.
A sick daughter or animal? Boo.
And we're curious.
My fan under the table likes to hear me hum. What? That sounded wrong.
Listen. I just want you to be comfortable and happy.
Ask me if I'm comfortable.
Are you comfortable?
I make a nice living.
He makes a good living. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, do that again, and we'll go Indian. Hey, yeah, yeah. With the
ask me if I'm comfortable.
Hey, are you comfortable?
I make a nice living.
Hey!
There's a new guest on the show today. We hope that
can I get some reverb? You like it?
They pass the time away listening to the show.
All right, pause.
You are going to be doing
Andy.
You're going to be doing this in a home.
Concentrate on me. Concentrate
in
on me.
In a home.
Concentrate. Concentrate on me. Concentrate on me. Concentrate on me.
Okay.
Concentrate on me. Are we periscoping? Because people need to see this.
Do you want me to play it to the camera?
I think.
How many people? Can you find out how many people are watching?
112.
I don't believe it. Those are robots. Zeno the Princess 7912. Oh, really? I am a housewife in Indiana.
Andy, there could be someone listening. There could be someone listening to our show for the first time.
Slacker 292. Go ahead, let's do it.
All right, we'll be back. I'd like to say
don't do that.
Oh, you want to do more with the Periscope?
No, do your thing. Oh, you want to throw to a commercial? They love that on Periscope.
Well, that's how I take a break. I go old school. I take a break.
I got Periscope to do commercials. I'll be back in 3 minutes after a 3 minute
Andy,
commercial about mints.
What is a product you would, if you had a show, hold on, we'll talk about this. Can you hear me?
What's that mean?
I have my headsets on. I don't know if anyone can hear me.
You're talking.
All right, hold on. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. If you had a show, and it's like a late night show.
Give him some reverb.
I know.
This is going to be him.
Okay. I want people to be impressed with my.
In your pajamas, you're 90 years old.
No reverb.
No
reverb.
It's just Saturday night.
Listen, if you had a show on television, it's like a late night show, and it's very successful.
Thank you.
And they come to you and they say you could do an ad, but you have to do an ad, but for something you believe in.
How much is it?
Who would you do it for?
What would they pay?
It's $250,000.
Yes. Yes, I don't care if it's napalm, no problem.
Oh, you would do it for napalm?
Napalm,
let
sure.
me hear it.
Hi, I'm Andy Kindler.
Do we have music we can give him for his napalm ad?
Napalm is a well-made product. They know what they're doing. Do you think they would risk not knowing what they were doing? You can trust the people at Napalm. To deliver napalm, just like this is not your father's napalm. Now with palm oil.
Hi. Napalm, you're gonna love the way it makes you feel.
No, well, yes.
Hello, I didn't like that voice I chose.
Well,
I
what do you think
up
about
your
the
bit? Listen to me.
You can't ruin a napalm commercial.
Would you do it? Would you do for $5 million? And I'm too
yes.
George Carlin.
Oh, wait till the example. Yes.
For $5 million.
Small bills. 50s. I like it at 50s.
For $5 million. This is to George Carlin. That's my safe word.
Okay.
I'm not going to make it. A million.
Uh-huh.
A million.
Gotcha.
For cigarettes.
Yes.
Would you do it? Honestly, to George Carlin. That's my safe word.
I would do it for that and e-cigarettes. Yeah. And a
he
thing
doesn't
like,
know the safe word.
No, this would be the commercial I would say. Look.
You do it for
just
Marlboro
smoke
cigarettes?
A little crack. Just smoke a little crack. I'm not saying. The problem in the past was people went too far. Have a little crack.
Have a little crack.
From Have a Little Crackers.
Have a little crack. And then
it's a pick me up in the morning. Have a little crack.
Don't overdo it.
If you need to get going in the morning, have a little crack. Hey, you're back. You're feeling good. Now you can tackle the day like you knew you would. Cause you had a little crack.
Have a little crack.
Have a little crack.
We're like the improv troupe.
You're back. You're cool. Your nose is bleeding. Have a little toot.
He does goods.
Crystal meth is just what you need today. Hey, sleepy face.
I'm loving it. But I thought
hey, sleepy head.
Fade it out. Now listen, Can you turn my reverb off? Or is that mine? Mine? Is that yours? Okay. You remember when we were doing the thing? Everything's fine, Andy. I always want you to be relaxed and comfortable.
I make a nice living. Is that still work?
No, that's to the thing where I go with a guy.
Years ago, I lost my ability to sense where the comedy was. So I'm just kind of on a timer.
Well, no. Well, I think you're just saying random.
Like Kevin Eubanks.
That was like
who does laugh? He does laugh yoga. Ha ha ha!
Yeah, that was. Did anyone? Can I tell you when you say that? You know what I think? I go, and almost it's so mean that I put my hand on my chest. You know why? Because it's not from a place of judgment. It's more of a place of seriously. It's so bad when something's so comedic. When you think you're fooling people, I put my hand on my chest, and with the Kevin Eubanks thing, I want to go. And I know that was a long time ago. Fuck, I still think about it when you bring it up. Oh, do they think they're fooling anybody? You're not invested in the show. You're not enjoying yourself.
I don't know about that. That's very cynical, Todd.
I think that Kevin enjoyed.
Oh, look, I don't blame him for liking the Jay Leno jokes. I mean, he didn't know the backstory.
Who's Kevin?
He was very. Who's Kevin? This is the kind of thing that makes me not want to be in the business anymore.
No,
Mr. Kevin Eubanks.
Well, by the way,
forgotten.
Who was the new band leader after Kevin Eubanks?
Tommy Newsom.
No, first of all, people forgetting Kevin Eubanks is normal because even I forgot it was Kevin Eubanks. You said there was a guy after him. I only got Kevin Eubanks in my head because you brought up the old guy that.
Ed.
No, the new guy.
Stuttering John.
Who was the new guy?
Wasn't Stuttering John on the show?
Yeah, but he wasn't.
He calls himself Stuttering John. I didn't come up with a name. Mr. Politically Correct. Oh, check off the box. Check off the box.
Remember when I
hate to be politically, I don't want to be politically incorrect, but here comes some terrible words.
Yeah.
Look, I know it's going to sound like I'm politically incorrect,
but
the rest part of the sentence will make your skin fall off your bones. Yeah. I know what you people are going to think.
I hope I don't come off. Now everyone's going to say I can't think of anything.
Look, I know people are going to.
I wish I was fake.
Call the PC police because I'm going to do a joke blaming the Croatians.
Yeah.
War.
Don't take a shit in the mall and then tell me I'm the shit police. No, that's not right what you're doing. I'm just the.
My friend Bill Kaufman told me, who was also my comedy partner, Bill Kaufman, when I started, Andy and Bill. I've done this interview before, so don't even.
Ask you this.
He said a boss said to him once, he was late for work and he came up with an excuse that was wrong, like he left his homework in his dog or whatever the thing was. And the guy goes, hey, don't snow the snowman. So I love that one.
Don't what?
Don't snow the snowman.
Who said that, a teacher?
His boss. Look, I don't tell story. I'm a Kathy Griffin. I don't tell anecdotes. Oh, wait till you hear this one. Backstage, Rosie O'Donnell. Do you think she's going to end up looking bad in the story? Wait. And then my gaze. I'm going to objectify a whole group of people.
I talked about that before. Let me tell you something. I have everything is fucking funny. Everything I love, twisted, demented, but I've said this before. The my gaze thing. Why doesn't someone not yell at her? She doesn't need to be yelled at. She softly hug her and go, stop that.
I'm sure that would work after all these years. going down the... You know what? Nobody just came up and gave me a hug.
No, I mean like
I'm
a gentle place. Go, Kathy, we could get into a 30-minute discussion
on it. That's
where
she's always at, is a gentle place. Because she thinks she's reflective. She doesn't blame others. She reflects. What's my role in this? That's why the hug will work. Oh, this kind of star. Oh, people on Twitter can just go, I'm saying this one way that sounds like I'm flatly saying it, but you better believe it's sarcasm.
I don't know what her answer to that is. I think someone asked her to stop, like, not even from a place like stop saying it, like from a court order, but just like from one friend to another. And, which, by the way, to me says a lot more. It's just like from one friend to another, do whatever you fucking want. I'm going to give you some advice. If you don't listen, I don't give a fuck what you do. Do whatever you want. I'm going to give you this advice just as a friend giving you good advice, and you can fucking throw it out. That type of advice to go. And with that in mind, stop.
Is that what you think? Is that what you would say? I'm Kathy Griffin. You come up to me. Hi, Todd. I love you.
Oh, I wouldn't say anything.
Oh, okay.
But if I was hanging out and I could have a time to say it nicely.
If she said, Todd, I'm calling up Todd. It's Kathy Griffin.
Oh,
I really want to.
It's on the phone? Hold on. Let me get my phone effect and you can call me.
Okay.
Are you going to be serious?
Hi.
Hold on. Well, don't do a dumb voice.
And then what's your ringtone going to be?
Hold on,
Howdy doody. No, seriously, what would your crazy ringtone be?
I don't have a crazy ringtone. I'm trying to find my phone.
And then there's low. Do you have the Copacabana? Is that what you have?
But we have some great jingles.
Peter Allen, get it? I'm doing gay jokes.
All right, you're called.
But now you're uncomfortable. You know, Andy, that bit that you do, I told you never stop doing that bit where you make fun of how gay I am. Don't do that in the show.
I did say
that off the air because
don't
it makes
that
me.
In the show. Nope,
to George Carlin, I said that off the air because it's not that you make every stereotypical joke parodizing the ridiculousness of it, and I go, I love it. Don't ever stop it. But on the podcast, I want people to get the bit. So, but that's we're done that. Now we're moving on. So
okay.
You're Kathy Griffin calling me for honest advice? I'm going to play this real.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Todd.
Hey, Kathy. Is this Kathy?
Yeah, it's Kathy.
Hey, how
Griffin.
You doing?
Yeah.
No, be honest. Be don't.
I forgot. What are we calling?
She's asking me if she should stop saying Mike.
Oh, what? She's calling you about it?
Yeah, that's what the bit was.
Hi, Todd.
Yeah, hey, Kathy.
Well, you never want to bail on the bit. Hi, Todd.
If we need to. Okay, hold on. I will prove something. Okay. Take my phone away.
If we need to run from a bit. I have something ready, but I didn't think we were ready. But if in the event, down the road, we would play this.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
But run from the bit. Run from the bit.
There we go. But I don't think we need to get there yet.
Todd, I'd like to have a discussion with you about fair use. Some of these songs sound like popular songs.
No, they don't. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Shut your fucking mouth. Seriously, I don't need anybody calling me. They're all originals.
Can you rip that part out?
All no.
Do you have anybody who edits it? Oh,
no,
you're kidding.
No, I'm kidding.
This is the bit.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, wait. Let me get back to. Hi, Todd.
All I know is Joe McKenzie. He just sends me shit. So if anyone sues anybody, sue him because I don't know what the fuck he does. No, I'm not musically aware. If he's sending in stolen property, then
you're
that's
being misled. By other powers.
Sure.
If it's up to you,
Joe McKenzie.
Because
Jake, by the way, he's the one who puts it all on the board. I would hope someone would have come to me and told me if we're not supposed to be.
Well,
no, by
my
the way,
ASCAP well, friend is, my ASCAP friend is napping in the car when after the show.
By the way, we're not playing the whole song and we're making
BMI
jokes.
Friend.
So
no, you are making jokes.
Okay,
you've changed it.
Call Kathy. Call me as Kathy Griffin.
You call Weird Al and you have him call the Beach Boys. That's what you do. Problem solved. Hi, it's Brian Wilson.
Hold on, first stop. Stop all the sounds. But they're great, too, though.
You mean it?
Yeah, no. What do He's I? Liking... No. I don't mean it at all.
This
George Carlin.
How long have you been doing the bumbling conductor bit?
It's no bit, asshole. Listen.
That's why you've never been in the duo. You go right to it's no bit, asshole. That's why he was kicked out of the
Sklar trio. That's why he was kicked out of three Sklars and a fountain. That's why he got kicked out of
Andy.
That's why he got kicked out of the Sklars from Seville.
He's still holding the phone. I noticed.
I'm not. Look, I'm on the phone. Wait, I'm holding for Bob Newhart. Bob Newhart. Hello. You can get Bob Newhart with his phone because he used to do a phone bit.
Andy, I have a headache.
What's the deal with rotary and tone? What's the deal with that? What's the deal with it?
I don't know.
Hey, what am I doing?
Andy,
nice going, phone company with the...
There's two things I want to do. Listen. One is, I'm going to go back. Remember when I cut the bit off where I gave you three topics and then you were going to make up an improv song
Oranges,
about them?
Bananas.
Yeah. Okay, guess what? We're going to go back to that bit. Remember this. I need someone to be like, produce the fuck here just for 3 minutes. But before we do that, I want to... Kathy Griffin calls me. I want our listeners. She's calling me, asking me about that. And by the way, to George Carlin, I'm going to you can do whatever you want, but I'm going to tell her what I would really tell her if she called. If she called me, I'm not going to bring it up at a club. Who gives a fuck? You know? Okay. Hello? That's Kathy calling. Well, we have a real show.
Don't you wait till the... Give it a couple of... People love, like, the suspense of a couple of rings.
Okay, so we'll let it ring. Okay, sure.
Two rings.
No, let it ring. Give it a lot of suspense.
Yeah, give it a lot of suspense.
Seriously.
One more because maybe they're at home or something.
Yeah, no, really.
We're calling you. Now you got
to
answer.
You want me to answer it now?
Hello?
Hi, Todd.
Oh, hey, who is this?
Kathy Griffin. How are you?
I'm doing good, Kathy.
You know,
how
since
you doing?
I paid you $50 over for me at the Indian Casino Indian reservation gig, wasn't that fun?
I actually did have a lot of fun there. That was fun. I enjoyed dinner afterwards.
The Indian, my Indians love me. My Indians. I heard. Where are my Indians? Where are my? I always open the show with where are my Indians at? Then I'm informed that they own the casino. Where are my Indians at? Tom, I heard you. I wanted to talk to you about my.
Remember, I'm going to break the bit. She's asking me about. She was told not to do that. What do I think?
Yeah, okay. Tom. Online, these trolls. I'm sorry, I have a cold. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's up,
I'm
Kathy?
Sorry, my ability to do a little female voice doesn't exist. Todd.
Yeah, yes, Kathy.
Because I'm all man.
No, go ahead.
Todd.
Well, you're all man.
People are criticizing me for saying my gays. It's hilarious. They are my gays. And my gays. And my gays don't have a problem with it because I ask everybody in my mirrored room if they have a problem with anything. And all my reflections of myself say everything's good. So I hope you agree with me, Todd, because our friendship's at stake. If you don't play ball. See you at my yearly party.
Kathy. Okay, I told to George Cohen I was going to play a real song. Well, Kathy.
What are you, hosting a...
No, I'm being...
A mixer?
Okay, Andy.
What are you doing?
I'll take my phone
effect off.
No, I'm sorry.
You're
going to
insult
my. I apologize.
I'm to George Carlin. You know what that word means on this show?
I think I do.
I don't think you do, because a minute ago I said to George Carlin,
you
just
mean
did
honestly,
the bit anyway.
It means honestly.
It means break. Yeah, only in this case, honesty. I'm going to really try to play it like I. But you do whatever you want. But I want to really test what
you know,
I would
George
do.
George Carlin, in the last few days of his.
He hasn't felt so well?
No. He said that he. No, when he before he passed, he said that everything he said was a lie. Did you not get that tape? I'm sorry. That was weak. Let's pretend that didn't happen.
Nothing you do is weak.
You have
it's
to have bad
great,
moments like that.
No, everything you do. You know what, Andy? I shouldn't tell you this because you might rely on it. What you do, it's either great because it's great or it misses and you miss it fucking brilliant.
Even if I say this and then nothing? Was that gold? By your theory, everything I say is gold.
Well, it's exactly.
Well, how about this voice?
Andy,
this voice will
I was
be considered
afraid
a classic.
That's,
this will
when,
be like a.
Andy, remember when I said I was afraid to compliment you? This might happen. No, this. Well, I.
I'm doing a funny voice. And you say everything I say is funny. Now, Todd, I'd like to now do my impression of someone playing Chinese checkers for 4 hours in a row. Oh, it's your move. Oh, it's your move.
All right, well, this is not great.
Oh, it's
I'm
your
not gonna,
move.
Well, okay, I made a mistake then.
Three-dimensional chess.
Andy.
What's next? Four-dimensional chess?
I
what's after that? Several-dimensional chess?
I made a mistake.
Who's this?
Because you're right. This isn't funny.
One-dimensional
no,
chess?
No, this isn't funny. You're right. I made a mistake.
Why do they call it a telephone?
Well,
you don't telephone it anything? Hey, what's the deal with dealing cards? Is that why they call them dealing? What's the word with words having definitions? Is that how it works? Breathe.
Kathy.
B-I-
Kathy, is this Kathy Griffin?
B-I-A-O, breathing in and out. Hashtag SMH. Continuing to breathe. CTG. B. All right.
Okay, Todd. Now I refer to gay people.
I know.
So what do you think? It's cool,
right?
It's
the quickest one I could think of. I could only go two words. I swear to God, I was sitting here for 10 minutes trying to think of one. I know what you mean, but I couldn't. I was like, I know. I-N.
We should make a documentary of what you were thinking while this podcast was happening.
I like it.
Because I'm sure you didn't want that last part included.
Kathy, are you there?
Yes, what are you, the Bravo guy?
Do her.
Only by Bravo.
Right now, as the power of me, of being the president of this podcast, I demand you do the Kathy Griffin voice.
Apologies, oh, Todd.
Hey, Kathy.
People say it's objectifying gay people to say my gays, but I think it's cool. My gays don't have a problem with it. I know you'll back me up, Todd, because you really crawl, you fold under pressure, Todd. When the push comes to shove, I mean, maybe you're not rounding up the Jews, but you're certainly not. You're not telling them about the last train. You're certainly not telling the Gestapo about your Jewish grandmother.
I don't want you to stop this bit till I have to pee, and I have to pee now. So keep doing it, and listen.
What am I, a trained monkey?
Yes, you are. Just okay. Fucking do what I say. Who else is laughing harder as me? Look at this crew.
The world's
here.
Worst ever G. Is that what you're doing?
What I'm saying is, I love that Kathy's trying to stronghold me into not agreeing with her. She mentions, see at my party.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Oh, I know. Okay, so here we go. Hey, Kathy, so what basically did you want to...
Let me get my phone voice back. I have a professional show. What did you want to know?
Anyway, I think I'm wonderful. And I think I give to the charities... And I do things that are promotional, but I disguise them as charity. And I have the highest grade mirrors that surround me. I have the best yes men in the business, but I call gay people my gays.
Yeah,
it's
well,
cute.
Honestly, Kathy, honestly.
Please tell me the truth, Todd. I count on you to be the truth teller.
I don't know. Look, some things you can't explain, and just because some people tell you it's all right, I'm sure you have gay people that go, who gives a shit? It is a little bit, I would stop it. But from one friend to another.
Okay, but I don't understand why you're fighting with me. It works well. It's a big hit on the road. People like to be, people like to know their one thing.
You wouldn't say my black.
Are you a Kathy Griffin gay?
Would you?
Yes, I am. That's what we have in common. Must be Kathy Griffin gay.
Well, would you say my blacks or my Indians?
Yes, I would.
Oh, you do? Well, at least
yes,
you're...
I would. I love it. My Indians, my blacks. Where are my Puerto Ricans at? I'm sorry. That's Lisa Lampanelli's bit. I got a Puerto Rican guy here in the front row. What is he? What is he, of a different type? Maybe he smells bad because he's of a different ethnic group. I'll go with that. Hey, smelly Puerto Rican. This is at least a Lampanelli's voice.
Listen.
And, ladies and gentlemen, that was Andy Kindler, the man of two voices.
Now, listen, we're going to do one more thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I forgot this one.
He's a man.
It's Andy Kindler. He's a man.
Such a man.
Our guest is Andy Kindler. Listen.
He's a real man's man.
That's right.
Very homophobic.
He's
song.
A man.
Very homophobic.
Soak it in, motherfucker.
I don't like this edgy guy.
Nah, you like that?
They don't allow that on Periscope.
No one will ever believe you. Tell them what I'm doing.
They're seeing it on Periscope.
No, they won't.
You're dancing. You're doing jazz hands.
Andy, there's one more thing I want you to do, and then we're going to take a break. Okay. Are you having a good time?
Am I? Of course I am. But what do you put me on the spot for? I'm having a good time. You go, you're having a good time? And then all of a sudden, you know, oh, now
Kathy
I'm not
Griffin's
having.
Calling back, and this is the
Hello?
Truth. She is calling back. This is the truth.
We have a microphone at our house. That's how we get their calling out.
Hello?
Kathy?
Hi, Todd. What's happening? Do you want to open up for me at a college? I'll pay you $30.
Why
am I making it? She's not cheap.
Yeah, she might not be.
She's not be cheap. All right, let's take it again.
Yeah, let's do it again. We'll cut that out.
Yeah, cut out the cheap
offer
part.
A nice amount
she's
of money.
She's not a Jew like you and me.
Oh, you know we're leaving everything in.
The Jews are terrible with the tips. Hey, I tell the truth. Free speech. I'm the free speech Jew. They deserve to have hooked noses. I'm a Jew. Have a hooked nose. Fuck you if you don't like me to say it. Hey, Jew lady. Yeah, you. You look like a Jew. Oh, you don't like it? Oh, you don't like it? Free speech. Free speech by dick. Jew lady.
Hey, I got class. If you don't think I have class, you can suck my dick.
Yeah, free speech.
Yeah.
Free speech. Listen, 2015.
Remember the thing I did? Remember the thing
got free speech? Got free speech?
Say the worst jokes in the world, but claim it's free speech.
Hey, I shove my dick up my own vagina. Free speech.
Boo!
I think women shouldn't be not allowed to vote. They shouldn't allow women to live in anywhere. They should have to live in a hovel across from the other side of the earth. Free speech. Free speech.
men are the only gender who counts. You don't like it? You don't like me saying that? I suspected that.
Free speech.
Free speech. Yeah. A woman should be a housekeeper or a housekeeper, and that's it. Bring up the kids. Because I say so.
Hey, that's rude.
Free speech. Free speech, thank you. And did you order the free speech? Who ordered free speech? Who ordered free speech?
Hey, so a guy goes walk down the street, and he goes, I'm a black man, and I haven't worked in 30 years. Yeah, oh, like they do work.
Oh.
Ma'am.
Are we treading on thin ice here?
Free speech.
Well, that's...
Oh, are you telling me there's not an unemployed... Oh, you refuse to acknowledge that there's unemployed black people? You're the racist. Free speech.
Well, what you're saying isn't making any sense.
Look.
It's not free speech. You don't have a right to be misinformed.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
I got free speech.
Here comes the PC police.
I got free speech.
Don't do your black joke, Andy.
No, no one gives a shit. You can talk.
Somebody will suspect you're racist.
Your jokes are hateful.
I don't like black people, and I'm racist. I treat black people differently from white people, and I'm the bad guy?
That's every moron.
I make assumptions about how black people behave.
Yeah, and I'm the idiot.
And I'm wrong.
Yes.
Somehow.
That's how people felt. I'll make this quick.
I'll be right back.
Whenever people feel like they have to evolve and they weaken.
Look, all you're going to say is, Kathy, you're wrong, and that's
listen,
it. Who cares?
Whenever people weaken about, to me was the best what you just said because now I treat people different because of the color of their skin and I'm racist. That's basically when I saw the Caitlyn Jenner and they were talking about it. A lot of intelligent people talked about it very intelligently. I was impressed. Overall, social media, people in the news. But there was somebody on, I forget what network, they go, and here was their attitude. And I think it references what you just said comedically, I can't make fun of this. I'm okay with gay marriage now, even. But this, I can't. This is a joke, right?
They want someone
educated to come to them. It's like what they're saying is, I didn't want to grow with that, and I grew. That I accepted, and publicly I do. But to tell you the truth, in my own home, I'm even having a difficult time with that. But at least publicly. But this Bruce Jenner thing, Caitlyn Jenner, this I'm supposed to accept. This isn't crazy. They want a certified person that understands human behavior to come to them and go, no, you're right. This you can mock and make fun of.
Well,
you wouldn't be ignorant for doing it. And the answer is, yeah, be fucking accepting to this, you dumb fuck. What are you afraid that, this, should I be? Yes, the answer is yes. Stop saying it in a sarcastic way, you're so fucking right, you're positive. This isn't crazy? No, it's not. Okay, you dumb fuck. You fuck you. If a fuck was a lot of things, you would just your whole body's filled with dumb fuck.
Well, I think you know. Not only you,
Kathy Griffin's on the phone. I'm not even joking. Kathy.
Hi, Todd.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't change what I said.
About what?
About saying my gaze.
Oh yeah. Well,
I'm not the president of it. I just tell you my own personal. I don't give a. Everybody feels differently.
It
sounds gross to me.
They're gay and they're my gaze. Well, so what am I going to call them? Your gaze? They're my gaze. What am I saying?
Kathy, what am I going to say?
I want to be right about this. I want to be perceived as liking gay people. It's important to me. But if I call them my gays, I give them a little bit of a shivizzle there on the backside. I kind of control them. So I am objectifying them. And people like it. This guy knows. My Jew. Bring me my Jews. My Jews. Are my Jews here? With their accountant faces? And there's...
Oh, my God.
Do they bring their pound of flesh? I don't know if that reference is right. Do they?
Jesus Christ.
Look,
are my Jews here? Where are my Jews?
Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila Harvey and Sheila, oh, the day they met.
You know this, right?
Harvey and Sheila Harvey. And Sheila Harvey, and Sheila...
Listen, I'm done with that.
Really? You sure you don't want to go...
Do we have betting music? Do we have betting music
for that? No, I mean, sometimes you want to let a bit breathe.
Oh, sure.
Sometimes you want to let a bit breathe. Sometimes you want to choke a bit.
Well, here's what I...
That you heard me.
Harvey.
And Sheila.
Harvey.
Can we get now, the original song is Hava Nagila.
Oh, it is?
For a lot of these Christian hate mongers. You're a hate monger
Harvey,
if you don't know Alan Sherman.
Boo boo. I like when you do a song like that, when you don't know it, but you
boo-boo.
Go, ba ba boom boom boom. Do you do that for me?
Sure.
Just go, boom ba. Boom. Bum 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 bum. Just commit.
Bing bang bang
bing bing boom.
You are seriously a day from being some kind of a member of the forum or Scientology. It's not Scientology. It's not Scientology like you think about it. It's real science. It's Scienceology.
Okay, you're gonna thank me, and I'm gonna do a professional show. The reason are you okay? What time is it?
I have nothing to do.
Okay,
I said to Susan. He said he'll go short, so I'm assuming it'll be 5-6 hours. I'm assuming that it'll feel longer than a rocking New Year's Eve, and about the same length as a dance contest.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.